as tough and resourceful as boys. Well, an inmate named Evelyn, an inmate we're going to call Evelyn, was an escape artist. Since hers was a life sentence, there seemed little harm in trying to break out. The worst they could do was send her back to solitary for a while, and she was getting used to that. So every chance she got, Evelyn took a shot at freedom. She had been incarcerated 2 years when she planned her first escape. She had confided in none of the other inmates. She just noticed that construction workers left hand holes high up on one outer wall and forgot to remove them. So, one evening when nobody was looking, Evelyn jumped up, hung on, crawled over. Later apprehended, the prisoner was returned to her cell. The helpful hand holes were then removed. Evelyn had learned her lesson, the warden said, and that was so. Evelyn had learned that if she intended to break out and stay out, she must be more clever next time. And she was more clever next time. But somehow the authorities kept catching up with her. And she ended up back in the big house. As of this year, 1986, escape artist Evelyn had been serving time for 10 years, and yet she was more accustomed to imprisonment than she had been in the beginning. By November, however, she enlisted the aid of an accomplice, a fellow inmate named Lionel. And on the 19th, in broad daylight, Evelyn and Lionel were out in the exercise yard by the rock pile. They looked up at the 12-foot outer wall, noticed indentations which were considerably out of reach. That is, they were out of reach for a person standing beneath them, but not beyond the grasp of someone standing on the shoulders of somebody else. Evelyn looked at Lionel. Both of them understood that under such circumstances only one could escape, and that one would be Evelyn. Her friend hoisted her up, perched atop Lionel's shoulders. Evelyn stretched, struggling to reach the lowermost indentations in the wall, and she was not out 5 minutes before being spotted and apprehended again and back to solitary again for the night. And the next day, those indentations in the wall were cemented smooth, and the wall itself was made higher. But there was a hand-size notch left. It was one so high that officials were unconcerned, and yet one just low enough for the breakout team of Evelyn and Lionel. So on the 21st, Evelyn again used her partner as a ladder. She was gone a rather long time this time, but she was still captured and, sighing despondently, was brought back, was returned to the institution where it appears she will spend the rest of her life, or will she? I mean, the outer walls, top to bottom, are now smooth as a pane of glass and higher than ever. That should hold Evelyn from now on, authorities say, and yet even if that's so, before the case is closed, there is one more thing you should know. Evelyn's accomplice, Lionel, is no female. Lee is a he. He loves her, and she's been using him to escape. She has been able to flirt with and cajole and convince him to stand against the wall that confines them, while she gets up, gets over, and gets out, though he remains confined. Officials say that Evelyn is making eyes again at Lionel. She's planning something. And what Evelyn wants, she usually gets. Oh, by the way, Evelyn and Lionel are 200-pound lowland gorillas. Their prison is the Los Angeles Zoo. And now you know the rest of the story.